you know, maybe it's a horse apiece. I give it to him anyway.
So let's see what the call is here. So it's an incomplete pass, as I suspected. So that brings up, is that third and seven or fourth and seven?
That'll be fourth and seven here.
Lake Ignatian not fond of the call, but it's third and seven, so excuse me, yep. No, it's fourth and seven. That's right. So trips left, single receiver right. That's A.J. Harris on the right. Marcel Love on X right. Vikings will pause to get a play from the bench. They're going to call a little audible. And almost caught the Pioneers offside there, but they bounced back in time. 5-11 is your time. Eck, quick pass to the left. He's got a guy.
Intercepted!
Pioneers, sorry, he's finally down.
Oh.
Elliot Miller!
What a play!
The Pirate from Pewaukee. Get some booty on that one. Big pick, an important pick on a big Viking drive. So the second turnover of the half, third of the game. And this Pioneer defense has answered the bell here in the second half, Johnny. That's for sure.
It sure looks like they got him on the ropes a little bit here.
5:04, your time remaining in the third quarter as the Pioneer defense comes out. Pioneer offense, excuse me, Rabian Company. We got a Twins left situation with Josh Hill and J.R. Muth. Austin Eichstadt all alone on the right, ball in the right hash. Jackson Case on Raby's right. Trevor Hancock in at tight end. It's going to go to Case. He's got some room to move, and he gets about 3 yards. And I think he kind of stutter-stepped too much there, Johnny.
It was already
a big hole. And
he was looking for a block. He couldn't find any. That Viking defense is still giving some grief.
Yep. Instead, he created some opportunity there for the defender from North Park.
Yeah, not much there. What a play on that interception. He just
Jonathan
fought
Thomas
that away.
With a big tackle. So that's second and seven, 4:34 and counting. Ball at the Pioneer 44. Trips left, no receivers right. Mikey Coleman. Oh, Raby avoids a sack. He's going to run it himself. Oh, he slides smartly. He could have ran for the first down there, but he wisely smarted, as Coach Buda taught him in camp and the other quarterback. So a modest 4 or 5 yard gain to set up third and three. Third and two, yep, they give him five on that. Theo Smith, there's your guy, Johnny, with another tackle. So another good short yardage situation for our Pios as the clock winds, 4 minute counting. Pioneers looking to add to a 31-20 lead against a very explosive Viking offense. Twins left, single receiver right. Jackson Case on Raby's left here. Oh, trouble with the snap. He's got it. High pass, incomplete. So Raby bobbled the snap, and I think that offset the pass.
Yeah, I think that timing
Austin
was
Eichstadt,
off.
Yeah, it was well covered there. So the Pioneers are going to punt it in the way that the defense has been playing. So potentially, you know, you hate to say missed opportunity so early in the drive, but the good news is they're kicking off from their own 41. And is that number 10 back there for the number 16 for the Vikings? Straveler, the punt. And it's going to float a short one. It's going to die out of bounds around the 25, 29. And
plenty of time in this contest yet, Don.
There sure is. It's nice to have that two-score lead, but, again, we're couple three and out. So the offense now struggling for both teams in this second half. And, you know, and I guess that happens. You know, you put up all that, use all that dynamite in the first half.
Just looked like there was
defenses make the right adjustments there.
A lot of momentum swings here.
There sure is. So it's first and 10 on the 25 for the Vikings. They got Twins right. Tight receiver left. Tight end goes in motion from the right. The running back on X left. I think that's Marcel Love. Gets a snap. It's going to go. No, he fixes it.
Got him in the backfield.
They got him in the backfield. Big loss. Wow. That was a team photo of the Pioneer defense there. I'm not even. That might have been Will Campbell, the first one in. That's going to be a five-yard loss, second and 15. Clock winding, 3:13 here in the third quarter. Pioneers leading, 31-20. It's been all defense in this half, although the Pioneers did move the ball well in their last drive. Twins right, tight receiver left. Marcel Love on X right here in the shotgun, 2:58 and counting. Second and 15, the snap. And it's a short pass in the flat to number three. Breaks a tackle, gets some positive yardage, brought out about the 29 or 28. So, Johnny, that's Jacob Drexler with the catch.
Vikings moving the football on that.
They sure are.
Got a few nice yards.
But that sets up a third and five, so about a 10-yard gain. Third and five or four. Third and four, they're calling it. Clock stopped at 2:49 with the tackle out of bounds. So a manageable third and four for the Vikings. Can the Pioneer come up with another short yardage solution like they have in the past? One of them was a pick six. The other one was a pick. So Twins left, single receiver tight right. Here comes another rush on Eck. Heavy pressure.
Going
he gets
deep.
Hit as he
got
throws
a guy
it.
Open.
Guy, no, oh. Just overthrows him.
Overthrew him by a little bit, Don.
Great shot.
Yeah.
Steven Lazarus putting pressure on the right time to force a long throw. So, again, the Pioneer defense forces another punt.
A.J. Harris, if he'd had one more step, that would have been 6 points. There was a lot of real estate open.
Carson Blatchard, who kicks off, will be punting. And J.R. Muth back to return this one. I think after that big muff by Saman, I think they're going to let him sit this one out. That could have been very dangerous here. Low snap. Gets off a nice one. It's going to be no, not fair caught. Yeah, we have a flag. And he got hurt on the play too, the defender. So he was going in for the hit.
The Vikings.
J.R. Muth called a fair catch there.
Their knees collided and like
something.
Bone
I think
bone
I
there.
Think his knee just turned wrong. I don't think they touched, did they? Or
yeah.
Maybe that's why there's
a flag.
Yeah. So that might be the 15-yard variety. Coach Noel Rooker will come out to look at his player, letting the refs know, but he's curious about the call. You know, Muth had the hand up, but I didn't think it was that, you know, easy to miss. You know, there should be a more better ruling on that, because I've seen that in high school, too, where a slight hand gesture is a call for a fair catch, but if you're flying downfield, you can't really see that. I always thought it had to be a very deliberate, you know, waving of the hand. But as it is, it stands as a 15-yard penalty, and Dad, insult to injury, no pun intended. The coverage guy got hurt on that play. It looks like it might have been a knee, the way that he landed. Or, according to Johnny, you think that they might have collided there.
I think they did.
So, but as of right now, J.R. Muth caught the ball at the Pioneer 27. So if it is a 15-yard penalty, that should move the ball up to the Pioneer 42-yard line and give them good field position again. So
it's like they're rubbing that left knee out.
Yeah, not a good sign. Sorry to hear. You hate to see that happening.
You don't want to see anybody get hurt.
I don't, you know, I hate to see him get flagged for the penalty because I really didn't see much of a signal in that fair catch.
Well, and, there was,
you know,
one
these,
there. It was maybe
was it? Yeah,
it
just
not
is,
super.
Maybe I took my eye off the ball, Johnny. And he gets up. He needs some help. So, but he gets a hand from the Viking and Pioneer faithful. Some of the bigger players coming out to help. Some young ladies on the training team trying to carry him.
Trying to keep the weight off.
A bigger
of that
lad, yeah. So I hope he's okay. It's a left knee. Poor guy. And, you know, as much as they've made these improvements in turf, there's still issues of guys, you know, cleats getting caught in the turf on these fields. I know more than since we were kids watching the big guys play in that concrete. It's been more like a grass. It's more like a carpet, but it's still, you know, it's still not perfect. And he gets a big handoff. Number 29 is, and he looks like he's in considerable pain. So I'm really, you know, hearts go out to him. Trying to get, I know, again, we don't have the complete lineup for the Vikings, so I don't know the young man's name, but I wish him well. He's going into, they're taking him into the tent. So Raby and company back out in the field. Can the Pioneers do something here with 2:34 in the third quarter? Both offenses stagnant after a big performance. Single receivers both sides. Breckheimer there faked. He's got a guy there. Josh Hill for about a 5-yard gain. So they got Hill on a quick comeback play. I thought they were going to read Breckheimer there coming out.
2:18 and counting.
Yep, and I think that's what it was. Is Breckheimer opened things up for Hill there. So single receivers both sides, ball in the left hash. Austin Eichstadt out there in a one-on-one situation. Jackson Case on Raby's right. And he fakes a handoff. He's rolling out heavy cover. He's got a guy.
Oh!
Broken up beautifully. Pass intended to Trevor Hancock, and credit the Viking defender. He knocked that out of Hancock's hands beautifully. And the defense getting a big hand here on third and five, 1:57. Twins right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash. Case on Raby's left. So they got to get 5+ on this one. Looks like we're going to get a blitz here coming from the right. And Raby, he's going long to Eichstadt. He's got him. It's caught.
Nice play.
Eichstadt out of bounds at the 25. Pushed out of bounds. A beautiful pass by Raby and a great catch there by Eichstadt.
What a play.
It sure was. And I know, you know, Eichstadt scored the first touchdown for the Pios on a long bomb. He's made some big catches today, as he has every game. Cam Lewis with the coverage on that, and he gets the tackle. So great third and five call there. Ball will be spotted at the 26 of the Vikings. Twins left, single receiver right, ball on the right hash. Case on Raby's left. Reed Breckheimer, right tight end. The snap, they give it to Case. And well covered by the Viking defense. He does get maybe a yard, maybe two.
Not a lot going on there.
But the clock continues to wind, and it is at least positive yardage in spite of the great pursuit from the Vikings.
Yes.
So I'm calling it second and eight, second and nine.
And the other
David Wortham credited for the Viking tackle. Sorry, Johnny.
That's going on is that they're keeping the Vikings offense off the field.
That's the big thing here, yep. Twins left, single receiver right. Trevor Hancock now in the right tight end here. Mikey Coleman in the game now on Raby's left. They look back to the bench for a play. Here's a snap. Raby looking to the left corner of the end zone. He's going to Jarmuth. Well covered and out of bounds anyway. Nothing there. Great coverage there. That might have been our guy, Jason Atkinson, again on the coverage there. So good job by Raby, really just throwing that away. There was nothing there. So clock stops with 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Third and nine for Raby and company. And Raby got good protection there under some heavy pursuit from the Viking D. Coleman still in the game. Eichstadt alone on the right. Josh Hill alone on the left. Trevor Hancock here on the left. Or no, Reed Breckheimer, excuse me, back in the game. And it's going to be a handoff to Coleman up the middle. Coleman pushes his way forward. He's going to get to about the 21. Yard line to set up fourth and probably long six there. Clock winds 40 seconds, and Pioneers going to let this wind down as much as they can. Looks like they're going to go for it. I thought they'd get the field goal unit, but and they do. Here comes Jacob Laurent as the clock winds. 29 seconds left here in the third quarter. And a field goal would make it a two-touchdown lead, so it is a big set of points here.
The wind may play a factor here,
Tyler McClain, third-string quarterback, is your holder. 11 seconds now. And it's going to be like a 39-yard punt from where the holder is. Kick, excuse me. Well, maybe they let him drop kick it. They're going to let the clock wind down to end the third quarter, so we will switch sides, and while we do, we're going to take a break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network with your Pioneers leading North Park 31-20. Anya, take it away.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
And they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to Carroll University Football. This is John and Johnny and I.
Thank you, Anya, and welcome back to live coverage at North Park University in Chicago. Pioneer football. What a game we've got going on here today.
We sure do, Johnny. Live and local here in Albany Park in the north side of Chicago, home of North Park University and their Vikings. And it's really been a great day. A very nerve-wracking first half, but a very enjoyable one. And conversely, in the second half, it's been mostly defense. A pick six is the only points. But Pioneer offense did well enough to set up a field goal shot, a 39-yarder from Jacob Loren. So let's see if we can make this a two-touchdown lead as opposed to a two-score lead. 31-20 here as a kicking to the south end zone of the Vikings. Loud noise here from Viking faithful. Here's a snap. Hold is good. Kick looks long enough. And it's good. And
right on.
14-54 in the game. Your Pioneers are now leading the Vikings 34-20. So, Johnny, you're about to say something.
Well, I was just going to say the Zebras take forever to give the good sign on that.
Yeah, I know.
It seems like they take forever to give you
or
it's not.
So, well, I guess anyway, at least they're making the right decisions.
Yeah,
they haven't really, except for that one interference, which wasn't against us.
Yeah, well.
They've done a pretty solid job.
You have a big heart, Don.
So, yep, I sure do.
To me, it was what it was.
It was so, what it was, sure. Yeah. So, yeah, we got a touchdown on that, too.
Yeah,
so
we did.
That was big, so. But
back to some exciting play here, man. What a game. Back and forth.
Yeah, although in this half, though, the offenses have been stagnant. A couple promising drives thwarted by one by a turnover from the Pioneer defense. The other just a stoppage of downs. Good D by Vikings. You know, just a great job by the secondary. Pioneers decided, let's just get some positive yards and set up a field goal. And
yeah.
So Pioneers took what they could get. And so, you know, they show a lot of respect here for this Viking defense, and I can see why. But still a lot of football left here. And
yeah,
again, we
is.
Know if the Vikings can make those proper adjustments, we may see them in the end zone again, much to our chagrin.
Wind at our back could be Brent a long
kicking
kick.
Off. I believe that may be A.J. Harris back. Kick is fielded at the 5. He's going to go from the right to left, back to right. Oh, good pressure there by the Pioneers, but he
Jesus.
Gets around some tackles and he's on his way. This could
he's
be a
open.
Picture.
I can't believe he made it out of that.
Here comes the pressure, and he's
to the 30-yard line.
He got him at
got
the
him
20.
The
wow, what a
tackle.
Run back. Whoa, Nelly.
Wow, he should have been tackled back at the 10.
And that was.
All the locals here giving me some encouragement.
That was Juan Nieves, the starting defensive player. Does it all for this team, and he takes it. Boy, he did a lot of shake and bake.
We
thought we had him at the 16. And Nieves had other plans and a game-saving tackle there. I think that was, it might have been Ja'Kai Bohannon.
Well.
Because the ball dies at the 23. So great start for the Viking offense here. Ball in the left hash. Twins right, tight receiver left. And it's a Wildcat offense here. We got number one, A.J. Harris, getting the snap. And he gets brought
Nowhere
down big time. You guessed it, Damon Loker again with another positive play, a negative one for the Vikings. That's going to be a loss of 4. And you know, you see that Wildcat formation, and you know what's what's so special about it? The guy's going to run. The fastest guy in the team's going to run the ball.
You show you what we're going to do.
Smother him in the backfield,
right?
unless he can throw the ball. But X still on. No, X in there. Calls the play. He's in a shotgun here. That's Quadrell Hill on his right. Twins right, tight receiver left in the form of A.J. Harris. Second and 13, clock winding, 14 minutes left in the game. Flanker goes in motion. Eck gets a pass. He's looking over the middle. He's got a guy in the end zone. And intercepted. The flag is down. There will be interference there. In the end zone, whatever that means.
It's at the 1 yard line.
Well, it's college rules is 15-yard line. So I don't know if that'll happen.
Well, let's,
that's our very own Evan Holm.
The locals are saying that it was
defensive
interference.
Evan Holm filling in for Jake Pinkowski. So, again, Vikings just exploit what they think is. There was also good coverage there from the other safety, though.
I thought so.
So just maybe not enough communication. The Drake was back there,
but
that will be an automatic first down. And it brings the ball. It should be an automatic first down and the 15 yards. Again, in college, we play 15-yard all, regardless of where they happen, the interference penalties. Defensive pass interference is a 15-yard penalty. But so the ball will be spotted. It's at the 11-yard line, so it's like what I call eight-down territory. Still a chance for the Vikings to get a first down here. Twins right, ball on the left hash, tight receiver left. Empty backfield, and it's A.J. Harris again. He fakes a handoff there, and he gets again smothered, going nowhere. And it looks like maybe another loss of a yard. Yep, they called a loss. So
1 yard loss.
So they make that second and 11. Clock running, 13:34 left in the game. Pioneers on top, 31-20. But the Vikings looking to get knock some of that deficit away if they can. Tim Nelson with a big tackle there, the D tackle from down in Kenosha. And we got Twins left. Tight receiver right. And again, it's a Wildcat with A.J. Harris. 13:08 and counting. And he gives a handoff this time. But it's, again, well covered. And the Pioneers are there to smother him.
Didn't get much there, Don.
Ball at the 9-yard line. You know, and if you're Matt Eck, and I guess Eck, no. Eck's in the game, but he's in a receiver position. So at least he's still part of the situation. But so a short gain there makes it 3rd and 9. Ball just about at the 10. 12:38 and counting. Big play for the Pioneers defense here. Two big plays. You got to believe if they don't get it here, they're going for it on fourth, Johnny. Trailing by two touchdowns. Twins left. Eck at quarterback. Quadrell Hill on his left. They're trying to get an offside. Nope, they're waiting on a call from the Vikings sideline.
Better get it in.
Yep. 12:15 and counting. Hill moves to the right. Eck. He's got Hill all alone. Hill met. Beautiful hit. Oh, there is a hit.
It might be a roughing the passer
there against the Pios.
Yep.
Reed Foster, the sophomore from McChesney Park, Illinois. Yep, sure enough. That's unfortunate because Pioneer sniffed that out beautifully, the pass to Hill.
Yeah.
It would have been a positive game, but it would have set up fourth down. Now you got an automatic first.
Yeah, reloaded some downs.
Ball move, so it's now first and goal. So an unfortunate bad break for the Piles. And, you know, coming in that second string spot, you get a little excited to make a big play there. But, and I really didn't get a, you know, I was watching the play develop, so I missed the hit on the quarterback. So single receiver on the left side. Eck under center. He's got Quadrell Hill deep. Flanker goes in motion. Now on the left. It's a handoff to Hill. He's got a spot there on the right. He's going to push the lay in. That's a touchdown.
Yep.
And once again, it's a game, Johnny. Vikings an extra point away from making it a 7-point game with 12:02 left.
Got a lot of back and forth action here today. Pretty exciting game.
Sure is, yep. Michael Messersmith for the extra point. He missed one earlier. Snap holds good, and so is the kick. It's now a 7-point game, 34-27 in favor of the Pioneers after the Quadrell Hill 5-yard touchdown run. And now we're going to take a break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Carroll University Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Welcome back to live coverage at North Park University in Chicago. I'm with Don Brown. I'm Johnny Watermelon. And we are watching one of the best games I've seen in a long time.
Johnny, for the first time, we have Keon Miller back to return for the Pioneers. One of the leading kick returners in Division III football. Finally gets his first shot in the field. Carson Blatsford, who also punts, will kick off. He's the long kicker. Messersmith, the field goal and extra point kicker. For the Vikings, who have now made it a one-score game on a very respectable drive, starting from their own 41. Finished with a five-yard run by tailback Quadrell Hill. Maxford with the kick. Here's Keon Miller, gets it about the six. Runs to his left up the middle, has a good seam, pushes his way forward all the way to about the 34-yard line. Decent return. A little extracurricular activity after the play, and players are separated, though.
Getting a little chippy down
getting
there.
Getting a little chippy, yeah. You know, and again, in a one-score game, you don't want to get can't lose your emotions here.
No, you can't.
Too much at stake here in this first conference game, which set the tone, I think, for most of the rest of the season. Wouldn't you agree, Johnny?
Absolutely. So now is the time to play very intelligent ball,
yep.
You know, not to make these emotional mistakes and get kind of silly penalties, because that will drive everybody nuts.
Well, let's eat up some clock here on this drive, too.
Yeah.
You'd like to get some points, but you'd also like to chip away at some clock here. And we got single receivers both sides. Coleman on the left. He gets a handoff. He's going outside to the left. He's got some
space. Room.
Breaks a tackle. He's got enough for a first down. Makes another cut. And finally lassoed down in a scrum here at the 49-yard line. So
finally the whistle blows.
Good to see the Pioneers moving the chains on a running play on the very first play from scrimmage.
Looked like a 14-yard gain, Don.
Yep. Clock winds, 11:43 and counting. They wait for the chain gang to get reestablished. Yep, ball marked at the Pioneer 48-yard line, first down. Pioneer looking to add to a 34-27 lead. Only 3 points total offense here in the second half. In the first half, as you know, is a shootout between both offenses with lead changing seven times. Twin packages both sides. Mikey Coleman on Raby's left. Clock continues to run, 11:12 and counting. Raby gets a snap. It's Coleman again up the middle. Big hole. He's going to cut to the outside.
He's got some room.
To the 40, the 35, finally brought down around the 34. There is a flag, though, which would suggest hold against the Pioneer. So, tough break.
Boy, you hate to see those.
You do. You know, and I, again, there's a reason you and I are down here and coaches are on the field, Johnny, but you wonder if the tailback just runs forward there. You avoid those holding plays.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Coleman already had a nice 3 or 4 yard gain, and we'll take those, you know. But as it is, the ball will go back now to our own 40-yard line. You know, especially now you're establishing the run nicely, because that hold was upfield. So from the spot of the ball, it brings it back to like the 41, 42-yard line. So first and 16, they call it, for the Pioneers. 10:52 is your time remaining. Clock winds. Trips left, takes a handoff to Coleman. He's going deep. He's got
a guy open.
He's caught. First off, Reichstad.
He's got some room.
Takes a tackle. He pushes his way all the way to near the 30-yard line. Another Pioneer first down and another big catch from Austin Eichstad.
Nice. Chains are moving.
You know, Johnny, it's with his size, it's like having a tight end in that split end position.
Yeah. Wow.
Got great wheels, great hands. And then you got to figure out how to tackle the guy if he catches it. And he's probably got a good 50, 75 pounds on the average D-back. Vikings fans on their feet shouting for their defense.
Pios control of the ball, 10:24 and counting.
Coleman on Raby's left, single receivers both sides. Looks like double tight ends with both Hancock and it's a handoff to Coleman on the right. He cuts in. Oh, and he
got
does a good job
wiggling.
Getting some positive, like a five-yard gain on what looked like it should have been a loss or a short yardage. The Vikings were there, but great job by Coleman spotting the seam.
Coleman zigged when he sort of zigged, and he zagged when he
was like
zagged.
A bug. You know, he got
he
small
was.
And then squeezed his way in there. And Jackson Case comes in to give Coleman a good relief after some great running. Second and 5, clock winds, 9:50 and counting. Single receivers both sides. Case on Raby's left. Raby rolls out left. He's looking for
he's got a guy open.
He's got Eichstad. It's caught. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Austin
touchdown.
Eichstad. A 31-yard touchdown from Raby to Eichstad with 9:37 left. It's now 40-27, and boy, they needed that after that impressive Viking drive. You look at the Viking sideline coaches keeping their players pumped. These guys are not over. So Laurent in to kick a very important extra point here and make it another a two-touchdown lead again. Tyler McLean holding. Snap holder, all good. Kick is also good. And with 9:37, it's now your Pioneers 41 and the Vikings of North Park 27. We're going to take a break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to Carroll University Football. This is Don and Johnny.
Welcome back to live coverage, the Pioneer Carroll University Football.
Yep. So Johnny, big note, A.J. Harris with a big run back to receive, along with Justin Green. Laurent looking to kick off. Do you kick it super short so they don't get it? Nope.
Nope,
they
went
It's going
long.
Right to Harris. They want to take him on. Harris coming from the right to the left.
Oh, he got that hard!
The field at the 15, number 26. Let's get a name on this guy, Johnny. I got Malik Gordon, the sophomore. No, wrong guy, sorry. Caleb Lowney, the junior from New Franken, with a big tackle up from your neck of the woods, Johnny.
Caleb another introduced Preble himself guy. With authority.
He sure did, and a big tackle on A.J. Harris. And, you know, I don't know how he looked getting back up. I was watching the little Donnybrook going on at the 40 that got broken up right away between the two smallest players in the team. Twins left. Marcel Love on X left. We got a tight receiver right. That's A.J. Harris now going to the left. Eck passing. He's got A.J. Harris here in the flat. And, oh, he jumps over a guy. Dangerous
tries to hurdle him.
Ja'Kai Bohan with a big tackle. That's actually a five-yard gain that Harris got all in the air, Johnny. So I take back what I said. But still, you hate to see guys getting hurt on that. You expose yourself to so much. But
you do.
I wonder if Harris is on the track team or the hurdles. You know, he caught that so deep in the backfield there, I thought he just got back to the line of scrimmage, but nope. Ball's at the 20, so it's second and five. Clock running, 8:58 left in the game. Vikings know they got to hurry to get back in this. Twins left, single receiver right. Love on X left. The snap. Love picks handoff. He's rolling out right under pressure. He's got Harris wide open for first down. Breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, finally brought down, great job hanging on. And a flag is down here. I wonder what that is. It looks like it's against, that could go against North Park here. The defensive back might have said something to the official. Or he might have come on the field while the game was in progress.
Yeah, I think he stepped
So it could have been a 12-man on the field.
Yeah.
An unfortunate mistake for the Vikings after a big play. So it's a sideline warning. Yards will not be assessed here. So the first down stands for the Vikings. And somebody said something. It looked like that number three for North Park. Ref threw it right in front of him.
He was a little antsy getting out on the field there.
So it's balls on the 32. We've got Twins right, tight receiver left, double tight end on the left. Marcel Love on X left. 8:27 and counting left in the game. First down at the 32 of the Vikings. That gets a snap. He's looking downfield. He's going to his left.
Wide open.
He's got McLeod. McLeod's got another first down there at about the 46 of the Vikings. Clock stops with the tackle out of bounds. He might have been tackled inbounds. Let's see if the clock starts when the chains get back going. Yep, it is. 8:14 and counting in the game.
Got to hurry up,
Vikings
offense.
Ready to go here. Double receiver packages both sides really tight here with Love on X left. Ball at the 46. Another passing play. A quick one there. And he's tackled.
Stopped clock.
Clock stops again there. That's Amaron Bridges with another tackle. 6 yard gain there. The receiver, number 87, his first touch of the game. Mason Wilson is his name.
I would say the Vikings got to score on this drive to keep this thing going.
Yep.
To make this a contest.
No doubt, but there's, like I said, a lot of good football left here. So.
Yep.
7:35 and counting. Trips right, single receiver left. Marcel Love on X left. Second and four. Some pressure and underneath play. Oh, he drops it. They had a beautifully set up play there.
Great screen developed there, and it just got dropped.
That was Marcel Love with a big brick wall in front of him to lead him downfield. That would have been a sure first down, but
absolutely.
Big break for the Pioneers. They sent the whole house in on Eck.
They did.
And so they designed that. You talk about a chess match, and the Viking coaching staff won that battle except for the catch. So trips right, tight package here, a double package. No, sorry, twins right, twins left. Really tight package close to the line. Love on X left here. It's a third and five here, 7:23. Eck, quick pass in the flat. He's got a guy. And he breaks
down.
The tackle. It's a first down and then some as he goes downfield. Pushed out of bounds at the 32. Another big first down for the Vikes.
Let's go, let's go.
Jacob Drexler again. We've been calling his name quite a bit today.
7:05 and counting.
Great receiving car. Ball at the 32 here. Tight packages, twins on the left, single on the right. Tailback goes in motion to the left in the flat. Eck under some pressure. He throws it. Looks like he's throwing it out of bounds, and he does. So great coverage there.
Just got rid of it.
Good job. Jagger Vine there covering Marcel. It was a very similar play to that long fourth down play they tried doing, Johnny. And the Pioneers remembered that one, thankfully. So that makes it second and 10 with 6:50 remaining. And a great response from the Pioneer defense after giving up a big gain there in the previous play. Trips left this time, ball in the right hash. Single receiver right. Empty backfield for Matt Eck. Takes a moment to get the plays from the sideline. And just like with Carroll, they got the backup quarterbacks sending in signals. Nice little breeze coming in. Eck gets a snap. He's going to run it. Oh, he's brought down. A big
stopped
tackle.
Stopped in the backfield.
The big guy. Is that Elios Martinez?
Yes.
Let's see.
No, it's Riley Staub. I'm sorry.
Number 90, Riley Staub. Oh, no, Luke Grossig with the stat. Number 94. Big stop there. And that's a third and 13, which is dangerous for us Pioneers. Vikings have converted on these. Trips left, single receiver right. And time is called. Is it a timeout or what? Official timeout, I believe. They're going to conference on something. I don't know what that would be, Johnny.
I don't know.
Maybe where they're going after the game.
Called a timeout.
Well, during this timeout, I want to take a moment.
No.
This is a multi-purpose field. You've got softball in the southeast corner, baseball diamond on the northeast corner. And you got to imagine, this kind of reminds me of the Polo Grounds, that famous catch by Willie Mays. Yeah, that long outfield. So I imagine it's like that for the Vikings outfielders. They got to have some speedy at least a speedy center fielder here. Maybe they got a big red monster, big blue monster here in left field because it's a short left field. It's a front porch for left field, so a right-handed batter's delight in softball. In baseball, it's the opposite. You got a short porch there in right field. But with the situation at hand, Johnny, we got football, and it's third and 13, 6 and 17. And
yep.
This is where the Viking offense shines on these extra long yardage situations that you normally think is a real advantage for the defense, but
Viking coach is having a little huddle here.
So I wonder, did someone call a timeout here and get called for it or what? Like, what's the...
I think
the refs
the
gifting
the
Vikings a timeout here? Nothing's come off the clock. I didn't hear an announcement, although I was too busy yakking. Yakety-yak-yak.
Don't talk back.
Both teams are conferencing, and I don't know what this is about. The refs are still talking, and...
Yeah, they're having a little conference about something.
You know, if they're in Waukesha, they'd say, let's go to Mia's, you know.
Right.
Or any number of our great downtown restaurants.
Get some of that lasagna and that antipasta salad that I'm always after.
Walk Radio proud to be a member of the Downtown Business Association. Done a great job of revitalizing our downtown in the last 10 years. It's those wonderful, unique concepts, our small businesses. So, but I think the refs have found a place to go after. I bet they're going to Hackney's on Harms. They're going to come out of the city.
You think?
But, you know, they just go down to Devon. There's a whole, you have your whole choice of great Indian restaurants. And, you know, this is one of the great restaurant capitals of the world.
You betcha.
Some of the greatest chefs. Yeah, Johnny, if I had a few extra bucks, I'd take you out to Oceanique and Evanston. Chef Mark Gross, one of the greatest chefs.
Okay,
so
here we go.
Trips left. Single receiver right. Marcel Lovin, X left. Again, a dangerous third and 13.
Big play.
For the Vikings. Let's see, can our Pioneer defense answer the call? Here's a snap. Eck looks. Some pressure coming in now. He's got a guy, and it's caught again. McLeod, no. A.J. Harris. That was Damon Loker all the way back in coverage on that. That's not the lineup you want. They got the mismatch they wanted. 6:09 and counting. Ball Harris. There at the 20-yard line.
Harris is just a stud, man. He is so good.
Trips left, single receiver right. Marcel Love on X right. It's a quick screen to Marcel Love. And he gets some positive yardage and now finally brought down after a 5-yard gain. Respectable effort there. You know, Jim Clem finally the tackle. That 5-yard gain, ball about the 17. Clock running, 5:44 and counting. So no timeouts were, that was a official timeout,
yeah,
but it gave great, both sides a lot of, you know, an extra timeout, actually. Twins left. Tight end in motion. And it's going to Love up the middle. He's got some room and some pushing. Oh, he breaks through, but finally brought down around the, it's close to a first down. It looks like it is maybe a first. No, it's short. Time is called maybe for a measurement here. Nope, clock runs. And it's
looks like they stopped the clock.
No, it is a first down.
There it goes.
First and goal.
He's got 5:10 left here.
Twins left. Double tight end package here, moving to the left. And it's going to go to Love again up the middle, and nowhere to go this time. A swarm of Pioneers wrapping him up.
Well.
Clock continues to wind, 4:58 and counting. Boy, this would be huge if the Pioneer defense came up with something big. I'm surprised, you know, knowing how well the Vikings have threaded the needle in the pass game.
Number two, Marcel Love, the ball carrier. Second down.
Yeah, I'm anticipating a score here, but I sure hope they stop him. We'll see what happens.
See, Jacob Drexler comes back in the game.
They're sure
so
taking
looks like
their
could
time
be a pass
here.
Game. They sure are, 4:32 and
you know,
counting.
This,
and, yeah.
You know, they
trips left, single receiver,
Viking guy,
right?
I'd want these guys to get going.
Sure. Well, they want to do this right here. A lot of nerves on both sides here. 4:18 and counting. Eck in no hurry here. Now he gets the snap. He's looking to the left. He's got a guy. It's caught, but he's brought down short. Big tackle there.
Stopped
the Drake.
Five.
Drake Emmanuel with a big tackle there on A.J. Harris. And, you know, he's the guy you want to give the ball to. And you want him in one-on-one situations, but a great stop by the Drake for any of you Seinfeld fans. So it's 3rd and 6 here, 3rd and goal, actually. 3:48 and counting. Pioneers up 41-27 over the Vikings. And they'd really like to stop the Vikings here if they can. Pistol formation, twins right, no receivers left.
Got an audible coming
gonna,
in.
Yep. No, I think it's going to go to Marcel Love in the left corner there. He'll fake right and then look left. No, he's under some cover. He's got a guy. Oh, it's knocked away. Two receivers in the same zone. I think someone took the wrong pattern, thankfully.
Yeah.
So it's like we had a 12th man on defense because they had the open man there. They say it was Knight, but I saw McLeod wide open, whoever that was.
I don't know, but it's
because it looked like the Vikings knocked it down and not the Pioneers. And do you think we got a hand on that, Johnny?
I think we did.
Yeah, so maybe we'll count it as a deflection. So you teach those big guys the line, get those arms up in the air. This is it, 4th and 6, 3:25, a very important stand for the Pioneers if they can hold them here. Twins right, Love on X right, left, excuse me. And a timeout is called, and it's from the Vikings. So Vikings now have 2 timeouts left. And if it's just the same with you, Johnny, we're going to keep it here at North Park Stadium.
The tension is rising.
It's really been a great day for us, Johnny.
Football game and
broadcasting. Great job by Anya and Chris Casper. Anya at
Yeah.
Walk Radio Studios back in Waukesha there. And Chris Casper out in Madison. And really grateful for our production and engineering team and all the great innovations they've added to our program here. We got great weather. It looks like sun's trying to fight its way through the clouds. A little bit of brightness. Good tanning weather for guys like Johnny and me.
Yeah, that's it, Don.
A very, very slight but nicely cooling breeze. Again, perfect football weather. So, but if we can, this would be even more perfect if such a thing exists, if the Pioneers can get a big stop here. And again, it's been a great chess match between the coaches, Johnny. It has. They found each other's weak spots, and they've exploited them. And
I liked your boxing analogy earlier.
It's Hagler Hearns, yeah. And you know, but now it's like it's more like.
It's like Hearns has got Hagler in the corner here.
It's more like Leonard Hagler here. It's been more of a boxing. Defense had some big plays. A pick six is really the big difference in this game.
It was. It was a motivational changer.
Although a touchdown by
So here it goes. Here comes the big play. Fourth and six.
Twins left, tight receiver left, Twins right. I bet it's going to A.J. Harris. Let's see. How do the Pioneers respond here? 3:25 remaining on fourth and goal. Eichstein gets a snap. He's got a guy, and it's intercepted!
He's got room to run! He's coming down the sideline!
Six. This is the Drake. Drake Emanuel brought down at the 38. The Pio defense holds again. That's their fourth interception of the game, the third this half. And kudos to Zach Pfeffer and company. What a job. You know, Eck really had nowhere to go, Johnny.
He didn't.
And thank God for that short field because
trying to force one in there.
Vikings have done a great job getting in space, but with very little space left there in the red zone. And this is a credit to Zach Pfeffer's concept defense, as they call it. They cover every lane. Coach Buddha says this as a former quarterback. It's hard to play against in practice, but it makes us better in games against traditional defenses.
Well,
and you see it right there.
You see it. You saw it today.
3:15 remaining. Still a lot of football left. Pioneers got to be smart with the ball. Single receivers, both sides, ball in the right hash. Pistol formation now with Mikey Coleman behind Raby. Josh hands off to the left to Coleman. Coleman to the left. And he's going to get met. Oh, he gets fights his way through. Maybe positive yardage. Should have been a loss, but somehow he sneaked through. And again, Coleman turns himself into the, we should call him the fly. You know, he just gets really small.
Right. You know,
he can't
just
swat at, you got to swat at him, you know.
Right.
So they give him two. How do you get two yards on that?
I don't know.
Clock running, more importantly, Johnny. 2:54 and counting. Yeah. And
they get a couple first downs.
You
got to
believe.
Over.
I don't know if Raby's going to pass the ball unless it's a sure thing or if it's a play action. But right now they're focused on knocking that clock out. And again, a lot of football left to be played. There are two timeouts for the Vikings here. I would use them now and just, again, they went 75 yards in two plays. 2:28 and counting. Single receivers both sides. Coleman will get it again on Raby's left. Nice little hole. He's pushing close to a first there. Brought down a yard short at about the 47-yard line. So credit to Mikey Coleman.
Clock keeps running.
Everybody knows he's getting the ball, and he's like within a yard of ending this game. If we get the first here.
Yep, like I said.
I'm really surprised Coach Ricker hasn't pulled out the timeout. So I think maybe after this, if it's a first down. But
21, Mikey Coleman.
It's almost like they're packed it in here. I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
It's like they say, you can't take those timeouts to the next game with you or the locker room. And Pioneers clock now under 2 minutes, 1:46 and counting, and taking their sweet time. They hustle back to the line, and Raby under center is going to be he's going to hand it off to Coleman, and he gets through, no problem. First down.
Moving
the
chains.
And Johnny, I think that should do it for our Pioneers.
I think that's going to be a wrap.
Their first conference victory, and it didn't come easy.
It did not.
These Vikings.
They put up a hell of a game
sure
today.
They did.
They had me very nervous first half.
Seven lead changes in the first half, and 41-27, you know, it looks like a 41-27 final score. You know that it's a. But again, something funny could happen, so I would really hope that they would use these timeouts.
Nothing funny's going to happen, Don.
Hey, remember the ask Joe Pisarcik that, erstwhile Giants quarterback. Or was it Herman Edwards who picked up that fumble to win the game? These are still young college students, Johnny. Coleman could fumble the ball, and Coleman gets through for a short yardage gain, 1 or 2 yards. Clock stops, so, yep, timeout now taken with 1:01 left by
the second timeout of the half.
the Vikings. And, you know, at the beginning of the series, when Coleman only got a two-yard gain, you wonder why they didn't call that these timeouts sooner. They would have added another minute and a half to their docket to get the ball back. And I mean, here's the scenario, Johnny. It's just pretty much it. I mean, Vikings stop him here, force a fumble if they can do something funny. But likely they stop him short yardage gain or loss of yardage or no, whatever you want to call it. They use that second timeout. That might make it 57, 56 seconds left. It's third down. They run one play. And really, I think the Pioneers control the clock from here. They won't, after this next play, after that timeout on third down, they don't have to run another play. So
that's a lot of ifs.
Vikings need to get a turnover here fast. Need to force a fumble or
do
something to create some havoc there. And it's Jackson Case now with it. He's got some great
first
coverage.
Down.
He's got the first down and then some.
Yeah.
Should do it. It's all but the crying, as they say, yeah. Johnny. And
Chicago is a great place for Blues. I think there's a
great place to watch a college football game. It's a good college football team. And
harmonica player warming up his harp.
This is the toughest conference in Division III, along with the Wisconsin conference.
Clock is running.
37 seconds here, yeah. So, I mean, they should do it. They got one more snap to make, and that'll do it. And, it started out as a real touchy situation for us on the technology side before the game started. Turned out to be a perfect day for us. Great weather. We survived the rain.
Oh, Chris did a great job.
They sure did. And Raby takes the knee with 18 seconds, that'll do it. Both teams line up in the hockey lineup to shake hands and congratulate. It really was a heck of a game. Best of luck to the Vikings in North Park on the rest of the season. Pioneers go to 2-0, and they go back home next week to play Illinois Wesley, and we'll be there at Schneider Stadium. And thank you again, Johnny. Any final comments before we get back on the road here?
Well, I'll tell you, just a recap from my point of view here is that they made a great halftime adjustment, the Pioneers. Yep. They really saw something on the defensive side, and they came out. And they executed much better, much cleaner football. So I'm very, very, very proud of the Pioneers.
If I got a game ball, it's going to Damon Loker with the pick six.
You think? Yeah.
And just that overall Pio defense in the second half.
Yeah, they
Austin Eichstadt, of course, proven why he's on a lot of NFL watch lists. But if I had some game balls to give away, I'd certainly give one to Anastasia back there in the studio. Great job, Anya.
Okay.
And also to Chris Casper there in the Capital City in Madison. Making sure our new innovative technology works. And to Mother Nature, too, for keeping our system dry. And my wife for saving the tarp from a canopy that died on us. The metalwork broke apart. So
it came in handy.
So many great positives. Yeah, I feel like MacGyver, But, hey, congrats again to our Pioneers of Carroll University, Wisconsin's Pioneer University. Congrats to Coach Buddha and company. And we look forward to seeing you all next week. And until then, remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and
see ya!
Thanks, Anya.
You're off air. Good to go.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill.
Neighbors give up the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I would react.
That's been Council's way, because when Woodruff had that complete game shutout the next night or 2 days later, again, Council, that's only the fourth complete game shutout in the Craig Council era. He will pull the trigger right away. And he told Woodruff, I'm going to pull you at 105 pitches. Well, thankfully, he got the last out at 106 pitches. That's just his way. And that, again, it's a real gamble. I mean, you look at the starters who have completely, they were overused. Steven Strasburg is having, supposed to be, he announced his retirement. That guy was supposed to be the second coming. Yep. But I knew watching him pitch, he was a University of Texas, I think. And watching him pitch, I thought, I'll be amazed if he has a long career. And he didn't have a longer, he didn't have a shorter career as I thought he was going to have with the Nationals. But boy, those arms, I don't envy anybody who has to figure out the right balance of overuse or underuse of a pitcher.
Right.
All right, let's get to football for a second here. Your NFC Central Division cellar dwellers, or the Minnesota Vikings, 0-2 after losing to the Eagles 34-28. Four first half turnovers. They are still definitely in what I call preseason mode.
Yeah, they didn't look good at all last night. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know what kind of audience they had last night because it was on Amazon. You didn't even have it on the TV.
I was going to tell you about that. I would like to raise a glass right now to every poor bartender who found out like at the last second it's on Amazon, and some bar owners know to have it and some don't, and their customers get mad at them. And I got to give it up for all of them, because whether they had it or not, I'm sure they weren't thinking about it till 7:15, right, and then are scrambling because nobody knows where to find games anymore. So the people that did tune in, and thankfully our friendly local watering hole guy, Chaz, was able to bring up the game. But yeah, if you were a Vikings fan, you were not happy.
No, not at all. I went to a place that I had to go to two places to find it, cause I don't have it at home here. So, I found a place that actually served a little pizza and got to watch the first half, and then home following on my phone live stats. But bad week of football for a couple of teams.
Yeah, go figure. Well, here's the thing, you poor, poor, suffering Bears fan. You can't even win at having the worst week ever. You thought on Monday morning, this is going to be the worst week ever. Bears fans are going to have it terrible. And all the TikTok videos of Bears fans cussing and screaming. You only got to have a bad week for one day. And then Aaron Rodgers goes down, and now it's Jets fans who are having the worst week ever. Bears fans can't even win for losing. I feel for you, man.
I do. I did see yesterday Dan Pompeo, the Chicago Tribune sports writer, and he also covers the Bears quite extensively. I guess Mike McCaskey in Virginia went to Hallis Hall on Monday morning and had a private meeting with Poles and the head coach, that they were not happy losing that game. And Virginia McCaskey's what, in the late 90s?
Yeah.
I mean, for her to get fired up and get upset and come all the way to Hallis Hall, that's like your grandmother coming to scold you, which is just worse than your mom.
I mean, between that and you know, Vikings fans who are also like the ones in their 90s are like, could we win just one Super Bowl before I die? And, you know, for millions of Vikings fans who have passed on, the answer is no, you cannot. Packers play the Atlanta Falcons. They're in Atlanta, noon game on Sunday. And then I definitely want to switch gears and point out that, again, the Badger women's volleyball team, number one ranked in the nation. They are in Florida, third ranked Florida. In Florida, Sunday afternoon, 2:00, that match is going to be on ESPN, and I'm sure up there at Northland College in Ashland, fall sports are getting going as well.
Yeah, I will give a plug. I would imagine by the end of today, no later than tomorrow, we will announce we did announce already a month ago the reinstatement of men's wrestling and the addition of women's wrestling, which is the fastest growing sport, a high school sport in Wisconsin right now. We'll announce the new head coach. A little teaser, he's a former Olympian, Olympic wrestler. So I'm excited about the hire and excited where we're going to go with that program.
All right. Good luck with all that. Have a great weekend, Dan. Thanks so much.
See you guys.
All right. We will see you later. All right. Everybody have a great weekend out there. Follow me on social media, Pat Kreitlow Up North on Facebook, Pat Kreitlow on the Twitter, Up North News WI across the rest of media for Up North News Radio. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're-
are listening to The Shaw. WAUK